Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Scarlett.
And I'm Mim.
And we are Style Over Substance, the podcast. Welcome back to this week. Mm-hmm. We are discussing friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast, patron saint of the podcast.
None other than Miss Victoria Beckham.
Yep.
So in recent weeks, it was announced that Victoria Beckham and her brand is out of the red.
Mm-hmm.
So loyal listeners, friends of the podcast, we have done a brand episode on Victoria Beckham. And yep. We have also made many references over the episodes that she has been in the red and been saved, had money put in.
By David
yeah. And the family company to save her brand.
Yeah, so they've been in existence for like 13 years now, I think, at this point. And right at the beginning of, you know, her venture into fashion, she wasn't taken seriously. She was like a former Spice Girl. People didn't think she could do it. I think it was at a time where celebrities were really coming out with a lot of their own brands of just things.
It was another thing. It'd be like another Gucci collab.
Yeah. Back then, you didn't get Gucci collabs with celebs. But like, people really didn't believe that we could take her serious for this. And over the years, unfortunately, it hasn't made money. It's been operating at a loss. And that's just been like a well-known fact of like Victoria Beckham's brand. And David, he's always been like bringing in money through various partnerships, Hey Club whiskey and this, that, and the other. Yeah. And word on the street, and it also makes sense that he's been funding the brand.
Yeah.
And it's been like year on year, millions of pounds in the red.
I might be making this up. I feel like it was like 20, nearly 20 grand.
20 mil.
20 mil. Like, it was a lot of money, and it's really hard having a fashion brand. And also, like, arguably, when you're already famous, that doesn't solve the problem either, because maybe people will buy into it for a certain length of time. But then you also need to find, like, not fans.
There's, like, longevity.
But loyal customers.
Mm.
And, like, I think we're both really similar. Like, I'm a huge fan of Victoria Beckham as a designer.
I think she's great.
I think she's phenomenal. I think, like, considering she had very, like,
humble beginnings,
questionable fashion taste.
But who didn't at that time?
Of course. But like, she just did this 180 of like wearing like the Dolce & Gabbana dress where like her boob job was like out on show. She's super fake tan, had like her short hair.
Oh, you're talking about her wedding photos.
No, like, I'm not, but
in general.
Yeah. In general, she's had some misses, right? And like, and don't get me wrong, that was just a really awkward time to try and be fashionable, as we know we grew up in it. But to go from that and just go into this really chic, really gorgeous aesthetic, and she's committed to that. It's not like it was a blip. She has Victoria Beckham, the brand, has an aesthetic.
Yeah.
It is really clear in its direction, and its girl, and its woman, and its person.
And she wears her brand.
There are rocks it.
There's so many celebs who either come out with a makeup brand and they don't really wear their own makeup. Or they come out with a collaboration or a brand or whatever, and it's like, say they're selling candles, but really in their house they've got Jo Malone and Sierra Trudon and Diptyque. Or they, like, did we mention this before, but Ivy Park, R.I.P.
Beyonce doesn't wear
Beyonce's
Ivy Park.
Not
if she
Ivy
did
Park.
Maybe it'd still be here.
Exactly. it didn't embody her genuinely. This is what she wears on her downtime. Victoria Beckham is not like that. Like, didn't she she wore her own brand as mother of the bride to her son's wedding? And she lives the aesthetic. Doesn't matter where she is, she's always in her own stuff. or at least the aesthetic of her own brand.
Yeah, and I think, and also she's done like the collaboration with Adidas, and she wears that to work out. Like she very much, which is also great, by the way. I don't own it, but like I wish I did.
That was like on the heels of Stella McCartney's partnership with Adidas, and VB came out with one. Yes, and she's been doing that for years.
Yeah, and so like it's always been like not a surprise having worked in fashion for both of us that it's really hard to, you know, be out of the red in fashion.
Mm.
But it's been surprising to us, like as such a successful just presence and celebrity, that she's not able to get there.
Yes.
And then with the kind of creation of her beauty brand, which I think we even touched on in our brand episode, like I'm a beauty junkie and of course I'm going to buy into Victoria Beckham Beauty.
Mm.
And it's really good. Like the quality is really good, as I touched on in the brand episode. And she's moved into leather goods and all of that. And it still felt like, how's she not getting there? How's it not working?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, because very often people assume that if you are a celebrity, okay, granted, it's not like she has a personal like following in the way that we understand it today.
Yeah.
But she's incredibly famous. You think, oh, it's easy. She has the money. She has the right connections. She can make it work. Anything she touches turns to gold.
Yeah.
But it really goes to show that, no, that's not the case. We look at Fenty fashion line by Rihanna, failed after 2 seasons or something.
Yeah.
2 collections, sorry. We have Ivy Park. We have so many other brands and collaborations. They just don't work because you can't base it on your celebrity status alone. I think what's really commendable about this story in general is the fact that she could have really easily have given up after 13 years, 12 years of being in the red.
And it being publicized, like heinously publicized, that we like people are mocking the fact that she is not making a success of it.
Yeah, and I think she's probably quite, look at us just fangirling, Phoebe. I think that she is in general quite resilient, because right at the beginning, she was like really under, like, people did not take
it. She got a lot of shit.
And they didn't believe that it would be successful.
She was the Spice Girl that, like, couldn't sing.
Yeah.
Like, all of that. Like, couldn't really dance. She got a lot of stick.
Yeah.
And then even when she moved into fashion, she got a lot of stick. And her credentials just, like, proved it. And really quickly for me, I was a convert as a fashion lover of, like, yeah, I respect you in that fashion space. I super respect you.
Yeah.
And I think that she's actually always governed that respect from the fashion industry, which has probably enabled her to keep going. Because I don't see people diss her designs.
I think
people diss the fact that, like, oh, Victoria Beckham's in the red, but no one's going, ugh.
It's bad, yeah. It's
like, no one's dissing what she's creating.
Whoever's on her design team is doing a really good job.
Yeah.
And obviously led by her direction, they always do make sense and they always look amazing. Even like most recent collection that was shown in Paris, like it looks great.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that makes sense. But I was gonna make a point and I've forgotten. But so let's go into maybe some of the details of how it's going for her. Revenues grew by 42%, which is massive, to the tune of £58 million.
So I think this is a following on from how we just touched on, like, she had introduced bags, she had introduced beauty, but obviously these things take time to settle in.
Yeah.
And I think we're seeing that. But also I think, like, this is kind of unseen territory that out of COVID, just all of a sudden, a brand has this kind of thing, this kind of spotlight. So are we naive enough to think that maybe her son having a really high profile wedding doesn't play into this, and maybe her brand gets more of a spotlight in the States?
Yeah.
Because as we talked about off camera, a brand cannot financially just be viable. A fashion brand cannot be financially viable than just like the UK or Europe alone.
If you want to be a global brand, that is.
And that is how she presents herself. And she shows it like Paris Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so does that help? Maybe. Like, let's not give Brooklyn too much credit. But
yeah, but he's married into an incredibly wealthy family. The wedding,
Victoria Beckham, we're doing a VB Beauty goodie bag for everyone at the wedding. Yeah. Like, for sure. And wasn't it like potentially she was going to dress the bride, but something couldn't happen with regards to that?
Something to do with bridesmaids or something.
But still, like, she was trying to represent herself at the wedding, probably in an appropriate manner, but like, still.
I definitely think
it's
that
a moment.
Her like proximity to those circles in the States and those people with a lot of money have probably helped popularize her brand over there. And listen, all of that helps. People you know and people who are seen to be wearing your stuff.
Yeah.
It's all so helpful. And as you said, if you've got a goodie bag at the wedding and you've got her lipsticks and her eyeliners and all of that, that's going to help really put her brand in front of the eyes that really matter. And I don't say it in like us peasants, we don't matter, but people who can afford to buy into her brand regularly, yeah, and wear the ready-to-wear stuff and not just the makeup. So I think that probably all of that has helped her, because during the pandemic, they fell further into debt. And so to now 2022 numbers is like 58 million.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And how I'm like, up. It's huge. Incredible.
It's huge. And also, like, so she's been going for 13 years.
Mm.
And the fact that clothes alone and the notoriety of her. And like you said, she wears her clothes. She is the perfect billboard for her clothes. She's arguably probably one of the most photographed women.
Mm.
Like, especially like her husband is
that,
like,
could be really
a sex symbol.
Yeah, of course. But it could work both ways for Victoria, because she's not really that liked.
She isn't. And she almost plays into the persona of being unlikable,
yeah,
which probably doesn't arguably like help her brand. But she's also so famous. So, like, how can someone, and I think this has always been the mystery behind her brand and it not succeeding, is how can someone that famous be in the red for that long? And, like, her designs are sound, like, all of this stuff. Like, it's like, a real, shows how hard it is in the game of fashion.
Yeah, and we've spoken about how brands, small brands, it's very hard to, you know, you have to be from moneyed family to thrive in fashion.
You need
whether
someone to
it's,
be able to pump money into your brand.
Yeah, whether it's you taking unpaid internships or you being able to start your brand like Victoria and Stella McCartney, or keep it afloat like, brands that you...
Mary Catron Soe.
Other brands...
Or you get bought out. Tom Ford's had to be bought out.
Well, we don't know if that's because he was like... losing
yeah,
money.
That's true.
But in order to, for the most part, to survive a really long time, you get these conglomerates like Kering and LVMH,
buying you out because just through like scale, they're able to like make things cheaper. And, you know, and I think that's what, from what I've read, is that they were able to aggressively like trim down their expenses so that their profit margin would be bigger. Yeah. And I think that's essential to like surviving in a world where like you need to present the full image. You need the clothes, the shoes, the accessories, the makeup in order to like have the VB girl, yeah, or VB woman. You can't spread yourself too thin. There's a lot of brands who produce a lot of tat.
Yeah.
And they have to edit.
A shitty t-shirt that then they know that people can afford and buy.
Yeah.
But like when you're talking on margins, the biggest margin groups are accessories. So leather goods are notoriously known for having a really great margin. So if you have an it bag moment, mm, or if your accessories take off, that is huge. Obviously it's not like easy to have that, but she has had that with like the watch chain strap clutch. And her beauty is phenomenal. Like, it is really good and it's taking off. And she's, with her latest spring summer collection, she has paired new introductions to her beauty line with what the models were wearing. And she's created it in the aesthetic of the brand. And all of that stuff is what helps people like buy into the full thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just taking it to another level. But you touched on Stella McCartney, and I think she's a perfect example of another British designer where, like, she just kind of, like, seemed to be a success story as soon as she started.
Mm.
But the reality we're probably now realising is that she had financial help to be there from Mr. Paul McCartney.
Probably.
I don't want to negate her success, but, like, let's be honest. If Victoria Beckham has found the last 13 years to be difficult, like, we can only assume a brand that I first worked for sure her parents were pumping money into it.
Mm,
like, mm. Mary Catchrell So had a very wealthy husband, and that is how she was able to sustain her brand. Or her family was.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
But there's, I mean, money there.
Yeah, definitely. Stella McCartney, I mean, even till recently, I think a couple years ago, she came out with a collection which was a Beatles, like, it was almost like a kind of Woodstock revival 70s.
She literally did like Beatles t-shirts.
Yeah.
It was like, if Beatles, I were her, merch. That's like the last thing I would do.
Especially at her level.
But I also think maybe she's established herself enough now.
It was not necessary.
I agree, but like, yeah, I would not be resting on the laurels of my dad. When you're an established fashion, like, that would be like Victoria Beckham selling a Spice Girls t-shirt right now.
She would never.
She might have named lipstick Spice, but she would never. Do I own Spice? Yes, I do.
Yeah. And I think another thing is interesting is that she has always aspired to be like, like at that luxury point. This is not mid-tier. This is not elevated high street.
She's going for it.
This is like, some of the prices is like £500 jumpers, yeah, £400 pairs of jeans.
Her knitwear is phenomenal.
Yeah. But it's difficult to garner, really get customers who can and are willing and able to spend that kind of money on Victoria Beckham.
And because just because you're a Spice Girl, like, and this is the thing, right? Mm. Just because you're a Spice Girl fan, so this is like the difference between an influencer brand doing well and her wanting to like put her neck out.
Mm.
Is that I was a Spice Girl fan. I hope you were.
Yeah, of course. But you did. If you weren't a Spice Girl fan.
Exactly. There's nothing else to do. But if you were a Spice Girl fan, that doesn't mean we now have the money to buy that stuff. So she's having to introduce herself,
yes,
to a whole new, and yeah, also arguably with a bad reputation. If I'm a prestigious, wealthy woman,
mm-hmm,
do I then want to be owning the like clothes of someone who's got like a tacky kind of, like, to begin with, that was Victoria Beckham.
So she
has had to reintroduce herself or earn her stripes with a totally different crowd.
But her brand correlates with her reimagination of herself.
And her trajectory. But she carries herself in like such a high way.
Yeah, like she thinks she's the shit. And
she is untouchable. Yeah. Like her kids probably go to like the most private of schools. Of course. Like she is queen.
Yeah. But yeah, good news for her. And if she ever wants us to, because this is the thing on YouTube, I don't see anyone reviewing her clothes.
I don't either. So Victoria from In the Fro loves Victoria Beckham. Yeah.
Well, we can do a review.
But we would love to support you, Victoria. Like, we are long-term fans.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think it's a really exciting thing, but also, like, it's a really good example of how hard the fashion game is.
You have to have so much tenacity and belief that it's going to work out for you.
Yeah. But, like, success.
I mean, I want to end on, like, the fact that everyone can start a fashion brand, but to be considered, like, up there. I compare her to like The Row. I don't know how they've done it. But they're both married to like incredibly wealthy.
That's so true. Elizabeth, their sister, as we learnt last time. Mary Kate and Ashley, again, how the hell did they have that aesthetic in their minds? Like super like clear on what they like.
Mm-hmm.
They do wear their stuff, but I don't really see them getting photographed as much as Victoria, but we are also in the UK.
But I think they keep a lower profile though. They're married to like men who, as far as I know, who aren't in the spotlight like that. I think one's like married to a French politician or something.
Yeah.
Very aristocratic.
But also because they created like such big money at a young age, and they created like production companies, so like they have that like other just income as well. But wow, like, yeah, that's a really good comparison. And I wonder what the Rose figures are like. I don't know what US filing is like compared to British. So like the reason we know about her financial success, right, is because we can access the tax records of her business. Like from company's house. So I don't know if there is the equivalent in the States.
I'm not sure. Maybe if it's private business, then it's like not.
But like that's available. Why we're able to know the financial standing of her company.
But I think also if I were her, or if I were her partner, her business partner or whatever, I'm going to let people know that I'm now making money after years of hearing people like chat shit about me. You want to put it out there like, I'm here to stay. You lot can do one, yeah?
Yeah. And I do actually see her being a brand that once she steps down, someone else will step in.
I think so. It could be like a Carolina Herrera, you know? It could be, I don't know, an Aquazura.
Yeah. I just think it'd be like, I think she's really, she's put in the graft, and I feel like, exciting times for Victoria Beckham.
Same. I think it's good news.
So if you want to send us anything,
let us know what you think about Victoria Beckham's collections, her as a person. What do you think of this news as well?
Did you know that she wasn't succeeding until now?
Yeah, that's true.
Financially.
Yeah. But yeah, follow us on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube. Email us if you have any suggestions, guest suggestions, topic suggestions, and we might make an episode out of it. But yeah, see you next week with a new episode.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.